This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Michael Coleman played a mean fiddle. His recordings from the early 1920s set the standard for traditional Irish music. He emigrated to New York from County Sligo in northwest Ireland in 1914. That was also when the recording industry was just getting started. Coleman's The Boys of the Loch was one of the very first Irish songs to be recorded anywhere. To tell the story, we've got the descendant.
My name is Jim O'Byrne. My mother was Mary Coleman. That was her maiden name. And Michael Coleman was my maternal great uncle. He was my grandfather's brother.
The disciple.
My name is Brian Conway. I was born and raised in the Bronx, and I studied fiddle from Martin Wynn, who was a Sligo-style fiddle player.
And the DJ.
My name is Fiona Ritchie. I record and produce a radio program each week for national public radio stations called The Thistle and Shamrock. Much of this music is dance music. It's intended for people to dance to, so it has to stick to a particular rhythm, and it has to make you want to dance.
Set dancing, where people would get together and they would dance, and it would be not all that different from American square dancing. Or you'd have step dancing, where you'd have people either dancing in groups or individually.
It's the music of the people, of the fireside, of the crossroads, of the bog.
I think of this as a tune perhaps named after a gang of pals who like to maybe go out for a drink to the pub or like to work together or carouse together. In The Boys of the Loch, we're thinking of the landscape of Ireland. And of course, there are many lochs in Ireland. These are just large bodies of water that you would call a lake. The Boys of the Lake. So if someone was to ask me who Michael Coleman was, well, I would say, well, first and foremost, he's a Sligo fiddler.
Sligo is a fairly small county on the northwest of Ireland. It is the home of some great poets. William Butler Yeats was from there.
The Sligo style is upbeat. It's very rhythmic. Uses a lot of ornamentation.
The fiddlers have a particularly ornamented style of playing. They use all kinds of decorative techniques in their playing, so triplets and other decorations.
Okay, so he would start The Boys of the Loch, for instance. That's a bow triplet you're hearing. And the next time he might play that same passage with a roll. So if you look at the sheet music, the music is not played as it's written on sheet music. It's a aspect of the music that drives people who play classical music, for instance, crazy when they try to play Irish music. And that you can't, when you had no way of recording it, the only way to memorialize it was to put it on sheet music, and then it loses that sense of rhythm that can only be captured by hearing it.
For the first time, once Michael Coleman recorded, this was really a turning point for Celtic music and Irish music, because music could travel out from the communities where it had just been a natural, unremarkable part of life. And so once you partnered up these early recordings with another innovation of the era, which was radio, you had the music coming back to its home again and reinvigorating and indeed saving the music, it wouldn't be an exaggeration to say, back in its homeland, because so many of these communities had been depleted with young folks going away and taking their music with them.
While it's uplifting and happy, there's something sad about the music that just is below the surface.
The Irish come from an oppressed background during which their language was forbidden to be spoken in public. So their most powerful means of expression left to them was the music.
Michael Coleman's influence on traditional Irish music could be compared to Miles Davis and jazz, the Beatles and rock and roll. And his influence is still felt today by those who may never have yet actually listened to Coleman play, but just through what they've learned from other people.
If you look at the long arc of Irish traditional music in the 20th century, you can start with Michael Coleman, and you might find at the other end the Chieftains.
A couple of Irish musicians of his time actually were more savvy than Michael Coleman was. Patsy Tui, for instance, a great Ilan Piper, who played in groups and played in vaudeville and shows. He actually ended up having a nice life playing music and ended up making a lot of money. The same could not be said for Michael Coleman, who probably died close to destitute when he was in his mid-50s.
So what we're hearing is an excellent fiddler from a part of Ireland famed for fiddling, County Sligo, with an especially expressive playing style, a recording pioneer captured at the height of his powers in the early days of the recording era. What could be better than that?
That was Fiona Ritchie, Brian Conway, and Jim O'Byrne talking about the Irish fiddler Michael Coleman. His album, The Boys of the Loch, was recently inducted into the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. And at Studio360.org, you can listen to all of the great stories in that series. Stories about Donna Summer and Ornette Coleman and Mel Brooks and many more.